foundation. You saints of the Lord, it is made for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have led.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 94. This podcast is designed to help you better understand the Word of God, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people, Israel, and the New Testament is the story of the cross, which signifies the fulfillment of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant with Israel, and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from many nations. We always like to start out, as we should, with the Word of God, the Bible. And today's passage of Scripture is Deuteronomy 34, 4 and 5, which reads, "And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land. And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Regarding this passage, Dr. R.C. Sproul notes in the Reformation Study Bible, pardon me, "In this final section of his work, Moses provides for a smooth transition in covenant administration after his death. Also included are the Song of Moses and Moses' blessing of the 12 tribes. The book concludes with an obituary for Moses. Chapter 34 is a supplement, probably added by the author of the book of Joshua in order to connect his work with the books of Moses. Today's Covenant and the Cross quote about the Bible is from Billy Graham. He said, having knowledge of the Bible is essential to a rich and meaningful life. Our topic for today is titled, Just Looking for a Home, Part 13 from the book, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free. And if you're getting something from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Hobbin. It is available on our website for just $20 or at the Gospel Light Bookstore. The succession of the mediator. Although Moses had been the mediator between God and the people for nearly 40 years, he would not be allowed to go into the land, the Promised Land. Therefore, before the nation could proceed, the torch of leadership would have to be passed. We have already seen that Joshua was Moses' designated replacement. He had been mentored by Moses for most of the past 40 years and had already experienced leadership as the general of the armies. He has shown his faithfulness by believing God at Kadesh Barnea. He had also spent many hours at the tent of meeting with his mentor, just so that there would be no mistake. However, Joshua was commissioned publicly before the people. With this, Moses had wrapped up his work. Still, he had a few final words for the people, and they were not very complimentary. He told them that he fully expected that after his death they would act corruptly and turn from God's ways. Nevertheless, he taught them one final song and gave them a final blessing. The text then records the death of Moses, which raises a question. The traditional understanding is that Moses wrote Deuteronomy, but if so, how could he write of his own death? Most likely Joshua appended this section. He was now the mediator. The book of Joshua tells us that he was given the responsibility to add to the book of the law, a task he faithfully carried out. Now looking ahead, as we wrap up our discussion of the Pentateuch, we find the nation finally ready to go into the land. 40 years have passed since the original group left Egypt, making the date approximately 1406 BCE. This generation has just renewed the covenant with God that the previous generation had made at Mount Sinai. We note a more positive spirit within the people, but still see evidence that many of them had not really understood who God was or accepted his authority. The people carried this Book of the Covenant with them so that they had a history of how God worked with their parents and earlier generations. This book would serve to remind them of God's faithfulness. One interesting point, however, is that the location of entry has been changed from Kadesh Barnea. Instead of the most direct route from Sinai up a gentle slope to the central plateau, they will be entering the land through Jericho, one of the strongest cities in the land. To get in, then, they will need God to work just as mightily as he had in the past. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together here today. And Lord, help us to learn the lessons found in this passage and in this lesson. Help us to learn how to pass on the baton, and help us to learn how to remember the past without staying in the past, and use it for our benefit and for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.
Fear not.